I was raised in a non-Christian home. My father was a tavern owner. I didn't attend church, didn't hear the gospel until I was a teenager. But God had done his pre-work, you know, in my heart, my life. One of my favorite things to do was to go out at night, and I'd stay up very late looking through a telescope. And the weather here in Oregon, I live just a mile from where I grew up, is not always conducive to that. But I really, really just enjoyed looking at the wonders of the universe and reading up on these galaxies that I was looking at through my telescope. And I was overwhelmed with the immensity of it all and the beauty of it all. And I was also overwhelmed, even as a young teenager, and even before that, with the fact that I didn't know what it was all about. So I would feel both wonder and emptiness. And when I was in high school, I was invited to go to some youth group gathering at a church, and I went and continued to go, liked the people I met. And then one week, someone who had picked me up and brought me said, well, let's stay for the service. And so here I was in a church service for the first time, at least the first time at that church, and basically probably only maybe the second or third time in my entire life. Somehow I had ended up in some church service when I was a kid, but I don't remember the circumstances. And so here I was exposed to the gospel over a period of time, but I found myself reading a Bible. And we had one copy of a Bible in our home, and that was from when I was taken one time to a Sunday school class in a United Methodist church, and it happened to be, in the providence of God, the weekend they were distributing Bibles to third graders. And so this Bible was on the shelf. So I take it off the shelf and I start reading it, and privately, you know, not really discussing it with anyone in this youth group. And the more that I read, when I got to the New Testament, I got to the Gospels, I read about Jesus, and it had the ring of truth. I found myself going from thinking this is just a story, this is just myth, and, you know, no different than Greek mythology or something like that, to believing that this was true. And I couldn't even explain why, except that I knew that it was true, that Jesus was real, and I gave my heart to him and confessed my sins, gave my life to him, and that's when I was a sophomore in high school, and God turned me around. I had the joy within the next year and a half of leading my mother to faith in Christ. And while we prayed for my dad, who was very hostile to the gospel, it wasn't until many years after my mother died, when my father was 85 years old, that I had the joy of leading him to faith in Christ.